Welcome back to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. We are back for season two, and we're just so thankful to be here. We're so thankful for every single comment and like and share and just the support you guys have given us. We want to take the time to highlight one of the comments shared from Janae. She said, yes. So glad you ladies started this channel. This is the community I need. Motherhood meets sisterhood. Also love the fact that you include the Lord, because at the end of the day, he gets the glory. Amen to that. Can't wait for the next video. And so thank you guys for the comments. Thank you guys for showing love. Continue to support, continue to like, continue to spread the word so that other moms can feel like they have a sense of belonging and community and they have a place where motherhood meets sisterhood.
Make sure you actually want a second child, that you're not having another child so your first one has a friend.
Hey mom.
What's up?
Hey mom.
What's up?
Hey mom,
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 what's up?
Welcome back to another episode of Moms Actually, where motherhood meets
sisterhood.
And I am Sopa Rush.
I'm Blair.
And I'm Morgan.
And today's topic, we are discussing babies. We are discussing... Yes.
Going from one baby
yes.
to two.
She's like, what are we discussing? Going from one to two.
One to two babies.
Yes.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're about to jump right into It's Giving Motherhood.
Yes.
And this is how we're going to start. So this side is yes. This paddle side is no, white. And in between?
Is a maybe.
Is a maybe.
We're figuring it out.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes. Yes.
So let's start. Are you done having kids?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Done. Not happening again.
Did you guys want kids?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
I wasn't really sure my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Did you ever want more than one kid?
Yes.
I definitely was not sure about that.
I wanted 10. And brought it down to about four after one.
Oh my gosh.
I was at 0 to 1. And now I got 2.
Gosh. Look. I just wanted one.
Maybe. Yes. I don't even know 10 people.
God. I came from a big family, so yes. I'm like, you know, it's just in our blood. Did you feel more prepared with your second child? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was ready. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you have time for yourself?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Sometimes when I want the time for myself, that's when I don't have it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you too close in age, your children?
Kind of. Because I have 3, so.
Yeah.
But depends my on last two about. Are, they're exactly 2 years apart, so yes.
Yeah.
Mine are 20 months apart. I wanted them like 13 or 15 months apart. So wow. I wanted them closer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's about 23, so we kind of all together.
Yep.
Was having one child easier than having 2 kids?
Yes, but I didn't realize it.
Yes.
I did not realize
until after.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say so.
I'm in between. Yeah. I feel like the second one just added, like, it's just another kid, so we can do this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then also, do you regret having more than one kid?
No.
Never. No, I don't. No.
Mm-mm.
I don't.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Remind me of that when they're fighting, though.
Right.
They doing their thing.
Yeah. Did your oldest child experience any jealousy with their sibling?
Not at first. It came much later than I expected.
Saw it in spurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with breastfeeding, it made it like he was very territorial to me. The first one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like,
you have 2 boys.
Yeah, 2 boys too.
So. I think if I had a second girl, I don't think Noble would have had any issue.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes girls and babies.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, a little sister.
Yeah, she's a girl's girl.
Yes. And that was it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, we did really good. We did really good. Now, for me, I will say I have a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and then a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So the 10-year-old and the 6-year-old, they were like 4.5, they're 4.5 years apart. Mm-hmm. So by the time I had the 4-year-old, I mean the 6-year-old, I had already had the hang of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was like, okay, cool. Where I really felt that like transition thing, and it's weird because it's like, okay, girl, you should be used to this. It's your third child. I felt it on my third because they were so close. So my 6 and my 4-year-old are exactly 2 years apart, yeah. Like June 6th and June 16th.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So exactly.
Birthday time is fun.
Birthday time is always a time. So yeah, for me, like the 4 and the 6 year old right now, mm-hmm. I could feel it. And we are blended family.
Right.
So we were also kind of like, for me, certainly, I was navigating like, two small kids, yeah. And then sometimes my oldest would be gone. Yeah. So it really did feel like I was kind of starting over a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
So I felt it more so on the back end than the front end.
Yeah. Sure.
What about you guys?
Yeah, what about you?
I have them about 23 months apart as mm-hmm. well. So I didn't feel like I had to start over. Mm-hmm. It was more so like, okay, let's just keep going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that really... I don't know. It didn't feel any different to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Wow. Yeah, because you kind of said you said like, oh, well, the second one was easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like, man, I always think about that too, because Layla, my oldest, she's so like immature. Mm-hmm. She's so mature and mm-hmm. so independent.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, like even if she had her ways when she was a little kid,
right.
You know, I'm like, still that first only child type thing. I know your parents were probably like, this is peace.
Right.
Yeah, they have me trained. We were good.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, so I know you have three, but because of the age gap, does it ever feel like it was like, you know, two different sets? Like, you know, like she was her own.
Yes,
and then
it does.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Now that they're all getting older, we're at a whole different stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what's really cool about motherhood in general is because the stages of your kids, you're also going through that stage of like, okay, this is a different dynamic in how you can parent them and how you can like, I don't know. Like, it's just the adjustment is different.
Yeah.
But yes, I absolutely felt like there was a huge difference.
Yeah. That's why I say, like, at different stages, it's either easy or hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when I had my second child, my son, he was very different than my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt like I was kind of prepared. I had mm-hmm. someone to help. I knew I was about to transition from one to two, and I'd heard about jealousy all the time.
Yeah.
So I had someone mm-hmm. From our church helping with my son so I could focus on my daughter because mm-hmm. I didn't want her to resent having, another baby taking all of her time because I was completely focused on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want her to think like, oh, this child came in and now you don't mm-hmm. care about me.
Yeah.
And then also with my son, I told myself, if it does not bring me joy, I'm not going to do it because with my first child, I had postpartum anxiety.
Yeah.
I was trying to pump and breastfeed, even though she didn't want it for like 6 months, like driving myself crazy around the clock. And so for him, I was like, if I don't want to do it, if it does not make me happy, I'm not doing it because I was not going to go through postpartum anxiety again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I gave up breastfeeding early. I gave up pumping early.
Yeah.
I still remember.
I did that with my third. Yeah.
What did your diaper bag look like from the first child the second child? That's two different bags.
I love that. That's so true. And not only that, but my hospital bag looked different.
Yep.
All of those things look so different.
Yep.
And I actually literally just had an aha moment in this very second, when you were saying that, I was like, yo, I always talk about how I got postpartum depression with my third, and I thought I had motherhood in the bag.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about it right now. It might be because I was so overwhelmed.
Mm.
Like, I know it's a chemical imbalance thing.
Yeah.
However, I do think I might have been more triggered because I had already just had my middle child.
Yeah.
And now I have so much pressure. Mm-hmm. I was still trying to like adjust. And I was saying to you guys earlier, I feel like a lot of people, like I've heard from mothers that they lose themselves a lot when they do that transition.
Yeah.
Like from that one to two is when you have like two under two, basically, you're like, okay, this is it for me. And maybe that's why I'm literally having that moment.
It's their life and you're just there, like between activities, their needs.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember 20 months apart. So Kofi was a newborn and Noble was 20 months and they both pooped in their diaper at the same time.
Gosh.
And I was like, oh, heck no.
I used to want twins too. So I don't know why I thought that
like
was
the idea
a good
of
idea.
Twins. The idea of twins is really cool.
The idea.
So the twin moms, God, you know,
God bless you.
But they pooped at the same time. And so I sent my daughter off to her godmother because I was like, this
is not going to work.
It's not bringing me joy.
It's not bringing me joy.
So Noble got potty trained a lot earlier than I expected, not because of any reason, but
this I is couldn't not bringing do it. My joy.
Diapers are expensive.
Yes.
And yuck.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Even speaking of the diaper bag and the hospital bag, yeah. I actually packed more things for myself mm-hmm. for the third mm-hmm. than yeah. I did with the, cause first of all, the hospital, they give you all that stuff and they're gonna charge you for it anyway. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and take the stuff that the hospital gives you.
And be nice to the nurse yes. that she gives you extra.
Yes, that she gives you extra. But I did. I packed me more like my skincare stuff. I packed more mm-hmm. sets of pajamas for myself. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I've got this, you know, the baby's gonna be fine. Yeah. And I felt I like I had fine. To really take care of myself yeah. more yeah. because you have multiples now and you're yeah. pretty much outnumbered.
Yeah.
What was your, cause so your births, you know, you had your first birth and then yeah. you had a totally different one. So like, how was the first birth compared to the second one?
I would say that the first birth was very unexpected in the sense like I didn't know all of like the aftermath of what postpartum would look like, you yeah. know, going mm-hmm. from having the blues and then
yeah.
like not having a community aspect yeah. and then going to my second kid and having that support and feeling the love and feeling that like I could do this. Like, mm-hmm. So the second birth, I felt way more empowered. Yeah. I felt like I could do this. I have people to help me so that I didn't feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think that made a huge difference. Like you were saying, yeah. like, it could really, really impact how you're feeling. It's just yeah. having people that you can like hand your kids off to. Like,
yes. It's true. Because support yeah. system.
The first time it's like you're so focused on the pregnancy
yep.
that when the baby comes, it's like, oh, yeah. oh my gosh. And
yeah.
so the second time it's like, you know what you may have been missing or didn't
yes,
have.
Certainly.
I feel like, so.
Did either of you guys have a plan? Like when you were going from one to two, like, did you actually plan having the multiple children?
Like plan having the child or the plan for like how we were going
yes.
to do this.
So, okay, let's do that.
Okay.
So what,
okay.
once you realized that you were going to have this baby mm-hmm. and you were going to have multiple children mm-hmm. in your house, did you kind of plan like, okay, this is how I'm going to make this yeah. kind of smoother in mm-hmm. a sense? Because I mean, that child while you're pregnant is still running around.
Yes.
For yeah. sure. I think for me, I just set up systems.
Okay.
I made sure that like, I had my meals ready. Mm-hmm. Like I had people do a meal train or they prep meals for me.
Mm-hmm. I love a meal train.
Yes, it's the best. So if you are trying to figure out ways to be supportive for a mom who is new, please, mm-hmm. or even a mom who has multiples,
yeah.
please do a meal train for her. That would be a lifesaver.
It but, is.
Yeah, but like having systems in place and even making sure that I was taking care of myself, like having yeah. a cart near my bed that had
yes.
snacks for me
yeah.
or like in the bathroom, making sure I had my postpartum
aftercare, yes.
Those things really helped. But the first baby, I didn't know to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the second one was just having plans in a system and telling my friends, like, this is what I need from y'all
yeah.
so that
mm-hmm.
I can have my time to breathe and to take care of me.
Yeah, I remember the first one. I'm very independent. So I was like, you know, I can do this. I can figure it out. It'll be fine. And then the baby came and I was like, oh, I can't do this and it's not fine. And
yeah.
so, you know, like I said, being prepared the second time, mm-hmm. having someone, because again, I was very worried about just the, mm-hmm. you know, the attention change.
Yeah.
And I remember being so sad before my son came because I was like, mm-hmm. Noble is never going to know how much attention she had mm-hmm. just on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the only thing kind of sucky about having
yeah.
close together.
Mm-hmm.
Like Layla might be able to remember that
yeah.
a little bit
Maybe.
More like when it was
yeah.
just y'all. You got to ask her when you get home.
I will. I'm going to ask
but,
her.
But, you know, thinking of that. And I'm sure, was she help with the
Oh,
the other
yeah. kids? Like she went into big sister mode immediately
yeah.
and she still is like that. Like she
yeah.
really does think she's their mom, obviously.
Yeah.
And I kind of like let her,
yeah.
you know, I'm like, because it's a help for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, I basically have like a built-in like
yeah.
babysitter.
Yeah.
So it's pretty great. But I love what you said as far as just the jealousy piece. It is a worry.
Yeah.
And so once they get a little bit older, how have you guys balanced like the time between, you know, both of them? Are you spending, because
sure.
we kind of talked about that even in the game, like
mm-hmm.
are you splitting time between them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're giving them equal attention?
Yeah.
What's your thing?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I think for us, we do one-on-one dates with my boys separately. Like my husband will take them on dates
mm-hmm.
separately, and then I'll take them on dates separately.
Mm-hmm.
And then we obviously do things together, but like I feel like that one-on-one time
mm-hmm.
really allows Harlem, because he's older, to connect with me.
Yeah.
And then also Bronxy Poo to like get to have me to himself. Because
yeah.
I feel like when they're separated, they're yeah. more calm. They're
oh,
like,
oh,
wait,
for
they're
sure.
like angels.
For sure. I saw
calm.
Your little dinner set up for them, because
yes.
right now my kids eat dinner
yeah.
next to each other, and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
You have yours like in two different spots.
Two different spots
I was like, I might need to do that
yes.
because I'm like,
Yeah.
What can't y'all argue, mm-hmm. like, fight yeah. about? Like, it yeah. turns into, mm-hmm. it starts as fun, and then all of a yeah. sudden
it's a whole chaotic sure. mess.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So for them, mm-hmm. We pretty much do everything together. Noble's yeah. a little older, so she can do different activities that mm-hmm. he can't do yet. Like, she's in tennis or gymnastics or stuff mm-hmm. like that. But pretty much we're the same. But I think the issue is, and I'm an only child. I wasn't raised around, nothing like that. What I found that the issue is, it wasn't more so attention. It's how mm-hmm. I handle conflict.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is so much easier to calm the older one down and tell mm-hmm. the older one what to do mm-hmm. because they understand more. And, you know, also my older is a girl, and, you know, girls are just a little more mature. So I'm usually correcting my daughter. I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, just leave him alone. Just do this. Yeah. Calm down here. So then it feels like you don't, mm-hmm. you know, you love Kofi more than me because you're, you know, because he doesn't do any yeah. wrong. But if I tell him to stop,
he doesn't get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he doesn't get it, or he doesn't care to get it.
And so, it would be easier.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I do that, but yep. I definitely do that. I'm like, yep. instead of me yelling at your little brother,
yep.
you're 10 years old, just stop messing.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or stop.
But the baby is wrong. Yeah. But the baby is also the issue, too.
He's so wrong. That boy be so wrong.
Yeah. And when Noble was an only child and it was just her, I would have the energy to, like, be like, stop, get yeah. it right, and that's why she is what she is. But with him, I'm just like, mm-hmm. man, you're terrible. Noble, yeah. stop, because you know he's terrible yeah. right now.
I feel like my kids are the opposite. I feel like the older one gives me more a run for my money. Because, yes, I feel like he knows how to test me. Mm-hmm. But the baby, he's really sensitive. So, like, if you tell him to stop, he'll look at you with little puppy dog eyes. Mm-hmm. And he'll
Kofi
just,
does,
like,
that too.
Stick his little lip out.
Put the lip out.
Oh, you're the one.
Kofi, go.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
it's so cute.
It is. That
kid is different.
It is. And yeah. I do the same thing with the dates. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I wish we could do more of, like, one-on-ones, but mm-hmm. that's just not how our schedule is set up right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So we pretty much do, like, girls' night and boys' night.
Yeah.
So I'll do the girls and I'll take them out. Mm-hmm. And then for the boy, mm-hmm. like, Rivers will take mm-hmm. him. And then what I also have to keep in mind, because my kids are a little bit further mm-hmm. apart in age, I have to also remember the stages of life they're in.
Yeah.
So, like, Layla, she's getting older. You know, she's in her double digits. She has needs for conversations yeah. that my six-year-old doesn't have yeah, needs for.
Exactly.
So sometimes I will do separate stuff with her. Mm-hmm. Just because it makes sense.
Yeah.
And so then I get a little bit of mom guilt because I'm like, dang, I should do something with my middle.
Yeah.
You know, because I just did something separate with our oldest.
Yeah.
But I just have to balance that better. And I think that's sometimes where we all kind of get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we just feel so stretched thin.
Yeah.
And that's that transition.
Yes.
It can be rough. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, cause we're just trying to do so many things mm-hmm. at once and cater to so many different needs. I also try to cater to my kids' love languages
yeah.
because they're all so different.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we try to parent our kids and discipline our kids yeah. the same.
Yeah.
We can't.
Not
my middle child will literally look at me and, like, she will she will just, you know, like, say, okay, like, she'll, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, stuff that will really, like, hurt my oldest feelings
yeah.
when I tell her stuff. My middle, she literally does not care.
Yeah.
She will act like she does just so yeah. that I can stop talking to her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care. So yeah. I have to change.
Is it because people forget about the middle child? She know you're going to forget anyways?
I don't know. I think my middle is literally, she's very carefree.
Yeah.
She literally marches to the beat of her mm-hmm. own drum. Mm-hmm. She just is not fazed by a lot of things.
Yeah.
She is half me and half my husband.
Oh.
Which is, you know, it yeah. could be a thing. So uh-huh. I really think that that's why, but I have to recognize that. And when yeah. we're in the thick of it, yeah. sometimes yeah. it's easy to not. Would
sure.
you say that?
No, it's the same. Mm-hmm. I definitely can't discipline them the same. They're two completely opposite human beings, which, again, as being an only child, seeing that, I'm like, they have the same parents, basically the same rearing. I'm like, how are they so different? Mm-hmm. But it's really cool to see, like, the innate personalities of them both, and trying to figure it out can be fun
mm-hmm.
and it can be taxing. It just depends on the day and what else you have going on.
Yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there anything you guys wish you would have done differently now that you have, you know, once you had the second one, and, you know, if there's a mom out there that is pregnant and she's expecting, but she already has one, like, mm-hmm. is there any advice you would give to that mom of what you would have done differently in the prep to have those two, like, out in the world?
I think I would have done better with my self-care, mm-hmm. or even while I was pregnant, like doing self-care things, like going to the chiropractor mm-hmm. consistently, or going mm-hmm. to get my nails done, just things that mm-hmm. made me feel good, mm-hmm. you know? Because I feel like sometimes when you're pregnant, it's like it's all about the baby this, the baby that.
Oh, certainly.
And then we kind of forget about our own selves and like mm-hmm. making us feel better and feel good and looking good mm-hmm. while we're pregnant. So mm-hmm. that's one thing that I wish I would have done better was more self-care, more self-love, and speaking affirmations over myself.
Yeah, I think my experience, I would do it exactly the same at the beginning. Yeah. Like I said, mm-hmm. it was so traumatic the first time that I just came in and did like the opposite or, mm-hmm. you know, made the changes where I needed to be. Mm-hmm. And it made it just so much easier having the help, not forcing myself to do things because I think that's what's supposed to, happen. Mm-hmm. Having them close together, I, even did that. And I would still want them closer together. Yeah. I'm like, if I'm going to go through it, I'm going to I'm going to just knock it out and do it at once. Like, why? I was like, why get used to like, this pleasant, as it gets easier and easier and, harder in other areas. Like, why would I start again?
Yeah.
I wouldn't change anything. I'm glad that I went through what I did so I could be prepared for my son.
Yeah. And I would just kind of piggyback off of all of that. Like, basically, whatever you learned in your first pregnancy, try to make the adjustment. Yes. Like, don't try again and say, well, maybe this time it will be, don't even, do that to yourself.
Yeah, don't test it.
Don't test it because the thing is every pregnancy and every postpartum journey is so different. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to be like, oh, let me try it one more time.
Yeah.
And then something different happened and you just throw it into the pot.
Exactly.
So make the adjustment as quick as you can. And then not only that, but just be aware of like what your child is doing too, how they're reacting to the baby.
Yep.
I've seen a couple of really good tips online, of course. but like having little play areas, like mm-hmm. maybe like a box of things that is especially for the child number one. Yeah. So if you're in the middle of breastfeeding mm-hmm. or changing a diaper and they want to be like, mommy, I needed to do, you could say, let me go get your special box. And if you can play with this for a second, then mommy will be right with you or whatever. Yeah. And they feel excited because they still feel like they have something.
That is such a cute idea. Yeah. I would add that. I would add that.
Yes. But I think it's a really good idea because I would even say, like, even though my kids are older, it's still something you can take from that. Like, hey, you know what? I have that snack over there that's only yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is in like not making them share either. Yeah. You know, we can go down the rabbit hole with that.
Yeah.
But
I'd say that's his own episode.
Yeah, that's an old thing. But having something that's like, this is designed especially for you. And this is the time that you get it is when, and then you don't have to tell them that, but it's your tactic. You don't tell them that, but you kind of just let them know. Because Noble will be like, don't play me.
That's what I was like. Noble, don't even care about it. But all of a sudden, like, but I want to play with that car. I'm like, you don't even like cars.
Yeah. Having something
I get
that
it,
is like you're already just prepared for them to kind of like need that extra like special thing for them.
I think another thing that I would add as well is just making sure that you have a very peaceful environment and protecting that as well. I know sometimes, you may have a chaotic home or like a situation you're going through, but if you can possibly create an environment that feels safe for the kid and also for the new kid that's coming into the picture, I think that really helps the transition as well. It's like setting the mood and like making your home feel like, I don't know how to explain.
That's I'm like, actually a really good point. Just because it's the same way our kids feed off of our energy and they know when we're sad.
Yeah.
They know that when we're upset or tense. Yeah. So it's the same thing. Like if we're already like chaotic and running around and, if we feel loose or whatever, our kids, they feel something. They might not know what it is, but they feel something. And they're like, if you acting up, I'm acting.
Exactly.
I do agree. Even just the people you allow in your home.
Yes, that is
and
huge.
Not in a bad way.
No, 100%. I'm very sensitive.
No, just being sensitive to that and making sure, like, I know people want to help, but when you have the baby and people are like, oh, let me come over.
Yeah.
You know what? sure, you can come over, but also don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
Come over and actually, can you take the other kid to the park?
Yeah.
While
yeah.
I take a nap? Like, yeah. if you're going to come over.
If you're going to come over, you're going
to. Let's please help. Please help. And don't be afraid or ashamed to ask because I understand they want to come and see the baby.
Yeah.
But be clear on expectations when people do want to come over.
So I have a double question for you. So, you know, we talked a little bit about your youngest two, but how was it going from 1 to 2 with an age gap?
Yeah.
And how was it going from 1 to 2 in a blended family where now her the father she's been in the home with lately is having a biological child?
So, honestly, I was most concerned about my husband because he had never, this is, even though he's known Layla since she was 2.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've got a daughter, I've got a child.
But not pregnancy.
But that's still
baby.
Like, he's never gone through a full pregnancy. Yeah. He's never gone through having his own daughter, you know what I'm saying, biologically. And it matters. It's a difference. So I was more so kind of concerned on his behalf of how he was going to handle it.
Yes.
Because he's very, very like, I just want to keep everything together to make everybody else feel comfortable. But I kind of wanted to know how he was feeling because at the end of the day, I'm going to need his support.
Yeah.
And if he's not well or if he's not adjusting well, then it's going to come out in the back end to all of us.
Okay.
And so that's why I wanted to kind of check that first.
Yeah.
And that was where my focus was.
Yeah.
And so I would do a lot of check-ins with him and then and also because I knew that he wasn't going to show any difference between the three.
Do you think Layla was ever worried about that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And if she was.
Because she was so young,
she
maybe?
Was so, she was so young and she just knows, you know what I'm saying? Like we never really, and the good thing is we always say, like she does have her dad in her life.
Yeah.
So it was never like I'm just going to be completely to the side and this is like new family.
Yeah.
We never really experienced that.
Because I always wondered about that because, you know, as much, you know, we all love our kids the same. Mm-hmm. Right now, I love my daughter more. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like,
I do. Honest.
I love Noble a little bit more. She's a little bit older. The way she is,
like
her interaction is different. Yeah. Are there, you know, and then there's times where I'm like, you know, it's cool. You know, it's cool. Yeah, but right now, like, Noble's my girl. So I just wonder how that is on top of. You know, because there's so many women bringing babies and, you know, and men bringing babies into blended families and being so worried about, oh, they're going to love their biological one or show favor. And it's like, how do you balance that?
I think, but that would be really, to me, how we balanced it is checking the roots.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm very, very, like, always serious about going, not looking at the surface stuff, but really looking at, okay, if we, you know, strip all of this off, where is it really going to stem from?
Right.
It would stem from Rivers. You know what I'm saying? It would stem from him treating her differently.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, let me make sure you're good.
Because we ain't having that.
Let me make sure you understand. Let me make sure you feel good about it all. And how, what are your thoughts? Because your feelings are also valid.
Exactly.
So I think that for your, for my blended family folks, just having those conversations, not ignoring them and not pretending. I don't like when people pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah, because then you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it so that we can make sure that we address it and we can make sure that we're also making sure that we're getting our kid, you know, we can be on the same page in how we treat our child too. So
you're allowed to feel how you feel. Like you can't pretend it doesn't exist, but it can't change if you don't talk about it or it can't be addressed. So
Do you have any last tip for our girls, our ladies who are saying, look, I want to have this second child, but the first one is already giving me a run for my money?
I would say my last tip is make sure you actually want a second child, that you're not having another child so your first one has a friend. I think that is
that's a good
yes. I think that is a terrible reason to have another child, because as adults we all know people whose siblings don't get along or, you know, it can cause animosity. Like, I just don't think having a second child for your child, your first child, to like have a playmate is a great reason. I'm an only child. I think I turned out pretty okay. Find ways to entertain yourselves, but just make sure you actually want that second or third or whatever child for yourself and for your family, for it to feel complete.
Gosh, that is...
That was
That's how you wrap it up.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm about to close, but anything to add to that?
I don't have anything to say after that one.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for watching Moms. Actually, if you guys have any thoughts or like what your experience was going from one to two kids, please share it in the comments. Yeah. If you have any questions about going from one to two kids, share it in the comments. We'll answer. Everybody else, feel free to answer too. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we'll see you next time on Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood.
See y'all.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
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 Hey, Mom.
What's up?